Economics has always been a man's world. Only 14% of all econ professors are female, for instance. Even some of the study's basic tenets are exclusive. Economics founding father Alfred Marshall said economics is, quote, the study of men as they live and think and move in the ordinary business of life. Well, what about the study of women as they live? As in, what if we've been measuring the economy through a male lens this whole time? Well, there's a theory about this. It's called feminist economics, the idea that many forms of unpaid labor traditionally associated with women, like housework, childcare, elderly care, are unfairly excluded from the GDP and the overall economy. All of this unpaid labor translates to a ton of money. According to McKinsey, its global value is close to $10 trillion. That's about the size of China's GDP. Leading feminist economist Marilyn Waring says caring for kids should be just as valuable as building homes or manufacturing cars because, and no surprise here, it's work.